Any ghosts?
Yeah.
How many?
Three.
Which rooms?
The upper east bedroom, the kitchen, and the basement.
What's their temperament?
The upper east bedroom one, very cool and kind. Kitchen, nasty bugger.
When are you feeding the ghosts?
What am I feeding them?
When are you feeding them? Have I missed a feeding?
No, the feeding will be at 6 minutes.
What do you feed them?
Electrical brainwaves.
Wow. Ours?
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, did I say brainwaves? I meant just general waves. But they can feed off our energies as well.
Wow.
Which ones?
What?
Which energies do they feed off?
They prefer... You know what? They like both positive and negative. So as long as you're not on the fence about...
I'm agnostic.
Interesting. So you don't believe in ghosts?
God.
Oh, okay. They don't believe in God either, so that's fine.
Are they people who used to live here, or are they other visitors?
One is another visitor who killed two people who used to live here. He was from out of town. Yeah, he's the nasty booker.
That tracks.
The other two you'd think would be pretty pissed, but they have a nice life.
Have you seen them?
No.
Can we take pictures?
Yes.
Flash photography allowed?
But you have to tag the house if you get it.
What are the ghosts on Instagram?
At East Bedroom Willie's Mansion.
Not the mansion, the ghosts. Did they have Instagram before they died?
At East Bedroom Ghost Willie's Mansion.
Okay, and the murderer?
At Kitchen Ghost Willie's Mansion.
Does the murderer share their account?
Yeah, but he can't remember his password, so I
can't
get
you're lying
in.
To me.
I'm not lying. Mm. I control them, but they're allowed any creative
you
input.
You control them?
You control them?
Yeah, I'm willing. This
do
is my...
tricks?
I said it was a mansion, but it's not. It's like 6 rooms. But there's an upper east bedroom.
I suppose you can just call any bedroom upper east.
You can. Sure, turn around, east changes.
You can call any mansion haunted.
Yeah, especially if there's been 3 suicide murders in it. There's been 3 suicide murders here, but 2 of them didn't result in ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah. 1 of them did result in ghosts. 3 ghosts. I could see how that could be confusing.
1 resulted in 3 ghosts.
1 suicide murder resulted in 3 ghosts.
That's nice that they all stayed together.
They didn't have a choice in the matter. 2 of them wanted to leave the other one, but the ethereal plane had other matters.
Well, at least they have a company.
You'd think that, but they're lovers, and one's in the east bedroom and never able to get to the basement, and the other one's in the basement and never able to get to the east bedroom.
Frustrated ghosts.
They're frustrated and horny ghosts.
Have you ever considered setting up a webcam?
I have tried that, but I can't get the night vision to work.
Marjorie. So we have the church hall booked for the séance, do we? So we're there now, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's no problem.
Did you book it?
But you know, he wrote it down in his sweet notebook, so it's his book doesn't get...
Oh, Jesus, why did you let him do that? He's going to forget about it.
Oh, he is, but anyhow, look at the notebook...
This is the same thing as the crochet club, and you did that, and look, it just completely disbanded after that.
Sure, I'll bother him after mass again, he'll remember.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the only way... Like, do you think... Right, be honest with me. Do you think that Tommy is going to come to the seance? Because if he is, Deirdre is going to be absolutely fuming.
Oh, sure. It's after 8. He'll be at home. He'll be...
He doesn't leave
the house once he puts on his pajamas. So it's
God,
don't worry about Tommy.
Let's hope so, Marjorie. God, let's hope so. This would be a nightmare if Tommy were to show up. Absolute nightmare.
Oh, I have a question, of course. I'm just generally worried about doing a seance on...
Yes.
Hallowed ground.
Yes. Wait. But
I've raised it a few times, and I feel like my questions.
Your concerns are noted.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
They've been noted. Oh, all right.
But like, what we're thinking is like, right? So a bunch of my friends in that graveyard I've got a few unanswered questions.
Aye.
How else am I gonna contact them?
That's
you know. It's just me.
No, I'm just wondering with the hallowed ground. will that make it double or aft, you know? Will it double the power?
Oh, yes.
Or will it aft it?
Margie, what do you think of those?
Well, we're getting him down from heaven, so we need a church. If you get people from hell, you want to be somewhere sacrilegious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, but heaven, yeah. You know, they don't want to come down. They're having a great time. But I think the church, and you see the old pals.
It is a fuck you to God. It is a fuck you.
Well, I don't like that language now.
All right. Yeah,
we're on hello ground.
I'm sorry, sir, to God.
Exactly. Okay. I'm glad
about
that.
Excuse me. I'm here for the seance.
Oh. Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I saw the flyer. Right, here for the seance. Oh, how are you?
You're doing well, Teresa.
I'm doing great. Well, not too bad. I've got a sore leg. Sorry to hear about that. But I'm excited to talk to my late, great husband.
All right, well, you have to get in line because there's a few
Teresa,
things.
Teresa, we're busy doing this now. Can you just wait in line a little bit?
No, I also don't. I don't want to be the one who have to say this, but I will say that. This seance is for people we're trying to get down from heaven.
Exactly. And let's be honest, your husband did not reach the pearly gates.
Now, I'm going to ignore that comment.
You should not.
You shouldn't.
I don't think you should,
Teresa. Excuse me, the bylaws of this parish state, anyone who is a council member can attend any event. This is an event being run by the parish council.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise it also said in the council bylaws that your terrible husband would reach heaven. I'm sorry, Jesus did not go, I'm not going to send this evil person to hell because of the council bylaws. Sorry, Teresa.
Actually, if Jesus got caught up in council bylaws, that could, it could trick up anyone, so I don't want to.
But I doubt it's going to trip up Jesus.
Marjorie.
I don't know.
You always had a thing for my husband.
Oh, Teresa.
Why don't we call him
hilarious. Marjorie, did you hear that? Her husband.
Your husband had a thing for every woman in this town.
Thank you, Marjorie.
And who did he end up with?
The easiest one.
A lot of women. That's why he's down there burning in hell.
Do you know what? Do you know my boy? Do you know my boy Patrick, yes?
Oh, yes. The one who's good at mass. Yeah.
He's a good lad.
He's good at mass with the hair in the eyes. Do you know what he said to me?
He does
have the hair in the eyes. So he does. He went to me. Oh, why are you doing that? It doesn't even exist. Oh. And do you know what I said to him? I said, do you know what you're going? You're going, I'm really hoping the afterlife isn't real so I don't have to visit my mother.
God, that's terrible.
I know. I don't want your input in this. I was telling these two, but thank you. I know it's terrible. But he was going, no, it's not. I was like, do you know what, Patrick? Do you know what? You can go. He only visits me twice a week anyway. And like, okay, his sister visits me every single day. It's not enough. Because honestly, like, I'm there by myself the entire time. And he's just going there and a few times, like once every day.
What's he got on?
Exactly. What's he got on? He's just got a family.
Do not
and
see
kids.
The woman he raised.
Exactly.
No. Nope.
Well, other way round.
Good afternoon, Kathy. Sorry I didn't knock. I can't. I'm a ghost. Just come through the wall there behind me. Stephen had a message he wanted to give you from the basement. And as part of the apology for me killing you both and me working towards forgiveness, I thought I would pass it on to you. Okay. He said, do you know where you left the remote for the air conditioning?
It's in the back kitchen room closet.
Okay. Can already anticipate the problem here.
Neither of us can lift it or press it.
Neither of you can get to that room.
Yeah, so it's up to you. I don't know why you're the one that's able to move around the house. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. I feel like I do.
The transitive properties of killing yourself allowed you an extra length of rope.
Just also to tell you, the house is starting to fall into disrepair. This guy Willie's not taking great care of it. But that's not really your problem anymore, but I'm just telling you, he isn't taking good care of your house. Okay.
I don't know what happens if the bedroom that I'm confined to gets destroyed. Where do I go? What are my confinements?
Yeah, I'm not sure, sorry.
Tell him I love him.
Willie?
No.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a little turd.
I don't know why you wrote your will in such a way that Willie could get the house.
Look, he was my last surviving relative. I thought I had another 3 years.
Okay, well, we're stuck with this problem now.
Yeah.
Right? Keep getting involved in these goddamn tours. And he keeps telling people that he hasn't seen the ghosts. And then I have to be like an original thing that they see that no one else has seen before, and I react surprised every time.
Every time.
And I'm fed up with it, quite frankly.
Well, you did kill us both and then kill yourself, so...
I sort of brought that on myself.
Yeah.
You should have just let me in. Normally, you know, you should have just invited me in for dinner.
I said no, you looked strange and scary.
Not made me angry.
And Stephen ran into the basement and locked himself immediately.
And I threw dynamite through the post office box thingy. What do you call them? I'm lost for the word. What do you call it in a door? A letterbox.
Letterbox.
Thank you very much.
Letterbox.
I threw dynamite through the letterbox that you had in the basement.
Who said that?
Must be another ghost, I guess.
Jeez. A ghost that we can't see?
Maybe a ghost on a different plane.
Good grief.
God knows what that person did to deserve to be killed, but I'd well believe they deserve it.
It was our date night.
I don't care.
I just want you to know that.
I was hungry, and I wanted it.
It was our date night. We were going to do it. I would never come because of you and your so many sticks of dynamite.
I'm not sending dirty messages down to the basement again.
Send one more.
I'm not doing it. I refuse.
One more.
No.
Any messages?
I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh, it was something juicy.
I can't do it. If I had a pen...
Tell me what it was.
I might write it down.
Tell me what it was.
Letterbox.
What was that?
I think there might be other ghosts here.
Oh, come on. You're getting off topic. What was the message?
I wonder if these ghosts exist on another plane. Maybe we can't see them.
No. You're avoiding eye contact and you're blushing.
Maybe purgatory has layers, and whenever the rapture happens, some of us will be taken from different layers before the others.
Yeah, okay.
Do you ever think about the afterlife, Stephen?
I wasn't thinking about the afterlife until you killed us on date night. We were gonna do it.
Welcome to the farm, guys.
Hi.
So nice to have you.
Hi.
Is it really scary? Because I don't really like scary.
No, Cinda. We'll be fine.
Yeah, it's a totally normal farm. If you see anything out of the ordinary, it's totally cool. Don't worry about it. Just don't take any photos.
Oh,
I haven't got
okay.
my camera with me anyway because I don't know how
That's
to
good.
Use it.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of good that you didn't bring... Did you bring your mobile phones? The radiation doesn't really work very well in the farm.
No,
I've got a Nokia 10.
Oh, no, this is perfect. If you see the entity at any point, don't make eye contact. We'll stay inside the vehicle. We'll keep driving and everything will be okay.
The entity, could you describe... what it may look like so we can avoid it?
I do not possess the words in the English language to describe the entity to you.
Would you like a tree bowman?
Wow, yes, that would be lovely.
I've only got one, so one of you will have to go without.
Oh, well, please, no, you're the guest at the farm. Share them in with your friend.
Okay, there you go, Cynthia.
Thanks, Cindy.
So, yeah, don't look at the entity, no flash photography. Any other questions?
Are there toilet stops on the way?
There are toilet stops, but the toll that you have to pay to get in to the toilet is a great one.
Oh, okay. Are there snacks? I was told there'd be snacks included with the ticket purchase.
Yeah, the snacks. We're trying this new thing, you know, because we're really leaning into like sustainable living. You know, we're a very conscious farm, so there's lots of insects around, you know, with millions of insects. So we've been actually drying them out, putting a bit of salt on them, putting them in bags.
Cynthia, you told me that this was going to be a nice, gentle little trip.
Well, it was advertised. Their marketing was really good. You know, Instagram.
Terry is great.
Furry animals. You didn't say anything about a tentity.
I assume the entity.
Entity.
An entity.
It's okay.
I assumed the entity.
Is this going to be like the fun fair that you took me to last year?
No, Cindy, it's not going to be like the fun... I know that I'm bad at planning holidays, and I just really wanted to do better this time. You know, our anniversary is coming up, and Sometimes I just feel...
Mr. Johnson, I think you've got a responsibility in all this. Does he not?
Does he not, yes.
Cynthia? He
has... I was misguided. I believed the entity to be kind, lovely little creature, like a bunny rabbit or something.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound as a tentity. It sounds like it's got tentacles for a start, and then I bet it's got a furry body. I bet it's got big teeth.
Oh, no.
Have you seen it? Because you just described exactly what it looks like.
Cindy.
Oh, she's not Cindy. It's the entity.
I believe I'm speaking with Spirit Stephen through the Ouija board. Okay. L. E. M. M. E. This is good. Space.
Lemmabox.
No.
Lemmabox.
It's not. I know we've had something similar in the past, but no, it's S. M. A. S. H. Stephen, if you're in the room, let me smash. Is this the mess? The glass just wobbled there. The glass wobbled. Stephen, are you in the room? Can you speak to us at all?
It's Willy. I brought this man here. I wanted to help you.
This Ouija board is not working at all.
Lemmy, smash. What could Lemmy smash me?
Maybe it's a reference to the Of Mice and Men novel.
Lemmy smash
rabbit. Yes, isn't that what he said?
Lemmy smash.
This spirit was a fan of Steinbeck, I guess.
Wow.
Very well read. Let me rummage through my bag here. I have a...
That the Grapes of Wrath?
It is. I also have a Jordan Peterson novel that I was going to leave here, but Grapes of Wrath seems better. I will leave this for Stephen.
And I will change it once a day, page by page.
Page by page.
On my tools.
I need to go back and read off Mice and Men. It's been a while.
Let me smash. Wait. Shamiller. What's Shamiller? Is that anything to you?
Shamiller.
Dr. Priestman?
That's not what I'm called. None of the three occupations I have. I am a man.
I threw a shot in the dark.
Shem.
Look, this house is in disrepair, and if I can't prove that there are horny ghosts here, I won't get my insurance.
Maybe the ghosts want to have the house destroyed. Maybe that's what the smash is about.
Smash.
Maybe you should destroy this place.
Because then the confinements will go. There is some dynamite left here from Mr. Suicide Man.
It's perfect.
No one ever learned his name.
No.
Well, the business isn't going well, and I don't like the house, so...
I'm going to nip out before you do anything drastic.
All right.
Could you actually give me a lift?
Yeah. All right, Teresa.
Well, how are you? Jesus. How do we hold hands?
Oh.
We do.
Have you still got that ward on your finger, Teresa?
No, I got that removed.
Okay, then. Okay. We can do it outside.
Cryotherapy, it's called.
Okay, I should unnote that down.
Right, so who's first on the list?
Could I go, please?
No.
Look, we'll do your husband if we have time. But
because he's going from a different place.
On the itinerary.
Now, hey, Marjorie.
Okay.
You both want to talk to him. Let's not.
I do not want to talk to him. I've said to him in life, and you know what? If I never see him again, it's not a day too soon.
Exactly. Thank God he's dead.
I know he wants to talk to you.
Oh, I know he does.
He always did.
Exactly, Jesus.
Anything for you, Marjorie?
I'm glad they never found his body. I'm glad.
Wait, can I check? We're not doing the seance to get someone possessed so we can do sex with a ghost, right?
We're on hallowed ground now. Come on.
To be fair, if my husband came back, he'd have a fair chance of that.
I just know that that's his type.
He wasn't a close-minded man.
I just wanted to check.
Let's settle this. Let's conjure the spirit of Podrick, and let's see what he has to say. You know what, Chase? You're going to learn some things now, because honestly, like, should we do that then? Because I'm sick of her going around town going, oh, you know, my husband was a grand man.
My husband slept with everyone but chose me.
Exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. Should we do that? Teresa, yeah. How do you feel about that now?
I feel ecstatic. He's going to tell you how a shite shag you were.
You know what?
Fuck, I'm sure. I'm
you know what? Being in this church, I think he'll burn the whole time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
Okay, now ladies,
good to support.
Hold hands. Close your eyes.
Okay.
No, and repeat after me.
No, I'm not doing this again.
Repeat after me.
Right, what?
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Of the underworld.
What the underworld?
No.
What of the underworld? Jesus, Teresa,
no.
What have you got onto us?
You're the one who said he's down in
hell. Wait, I just think it's ridiculous that you've turned to Satanism after the passing of your husband.
Why are we not going for Mother, Maiden, and Crone? I don't understand. Why have we,
right, we'll
why
listen,
have we moved away
expert,
from the class?
As the expert,
you take
we'll
go on,
listen
you take
to
you.
Mother, Maiden, Crone.
Mother, Maiden, Crone.
Come here to help thine own.
Come here to help thine own.
Your servants we serve.
Your servants we serve.
Bring down Podrick O'Hearn.
Bring down
Podrick O'Hearn.
Or up in case we got it all wrong.
Or up in case we got it all wrong. He's here. I can feel them.
I'm sure you can, Trissa.
Hello, Marjorie. Oh, bloody hell, I can smell you from here.
That is... So you recognize my perfume there, do you, Padre? Isn't it true that you're the one who brought it for me?
I
didn't know ghosts could smell.
Oh, I'm so horny that I can smell it up to within.
We're learning.
Patrick, now before we get into it, where on earth did you leave Jason's birth certificate? Because he's applying for some gov.uk account and he needs his birth certificate. I can't find it for the life of me. Jesus.
No, don't speak to your wife like that.
Yeah, exactly. She's, no,
that's
an issue with you, Patrick. You're so rude.
And in the church of all places, I won't have you speak like that.
I don't like Teresa.
I knew he was a bloody hell.
Well, we knew that, Patrick.
I'm ready to move on from Patrick, and maybe if anyone's interested, bring down my wife, and somebody floated... the idea of getting possessed earlier so they could have sex.
No. Well, Deirdre, I'm sorry. Deirdre, I'm sure you can... we're in agreement on this. Like, we're having no orgies in the church.
No, not in the church. No.
You can do it like normal people and do it in the car park.
It's God's place. No one's getting possessed. No, the doggers could do it in the car park.
Marjorie, do you have the keys
to the church car park?
Well, why do you need the keys?
Well, could you...
Let's get rid of your... You know what? I'll say it. Fucking ex-husband.
Wait, yes.
He's not my ex-husband.
He died. He's your ex-husband.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
It's till death. Till death.
Till death do us part.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
Well, now you're on...
Well, Joe, I'll have sex with you.
Oh, Jesus.
No possession either. You see?
Oh, Jesus.
We got this sorted.
Be honest, I'd only if my wife possesses you. I'm just...
I think we should give it a go.
Can I ask you, Porik, a technical question? If someone was to possess me, would I still possess an awareness, even without full control of my body?
Great question.
I think just based on what I've learned over my time being dead and in hell,
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
That's sweet, that worked out perfectly.
Alright, gonna need those keys to the car park.
Let's get rid of him. He's done his first useful thing in 25 years.
Yeah, thank you. I'll check the passports and I'll call you if it's not there.
I'd also like to say, the car park's open. The keys are for locking the car park. None of you need the keys.
Wait, well, I think with a car park, you don't need keys to get in, or I don't know why. I think
there's
it's a fairly...
Gate, there's a gate. I've been asked to lock
there
that.
A gate?
There's a gate.
Well, it's just a... But did you... You don't it's lock
open,
it in between
right
people?
Now.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You can all leave
whenever
you want.
Let us know.
No one's holding you hostage.
What if we got locked in? No, that's the thing.
You're not currently.
She wouldn't have locked in between cars.
Anyway...
It's also the car park. We can walk out.
Oh, could you ask when you get... What's your wife's lovely wife's name?
Susan.
Oh, will you ask Susan to come on up and she can come right into me? I'll be fine. I won't say a word.
Yeah, okay, I'll see what
we
can do.
As long as she's grand with it.
Good talk to you, Patrick. Bye.
Avenge me.
Oh. Gio.
My big...
Susan, is that you?
Oh, I've been waiting... For 10 eternities,
wait,
the afterlife.
Wait, what's our son's middle name? I'm not getting tricked again. By no demon.
He got me!
What did she say? What do you like? What do you bloody like?
Oh, God.
Well, I think, you know, we should probably move on with the seance and probably, you know, like try and do what we came here to do. Like.
I just keep fucking demons, hoping they're my wife.
We've all been there.
Language.
Okay. God, Jesus. You don't take things a bit too far sometimes.
Now, ladies, why did you want to do this seance in the first place?
Well, it's just a bit of crack, isn't it? Like, I'm sorry. Why are you asking these questions, Teresa? I don't really understand. Why do we do anything? I don't really understand. Why you're being so panicky about it?
Fair enough.
Why do we do it? Why do you stay in your house so much bargain hunt all the time?
Because bargain hunt's feeding class.
Some questions just can't be answered.
It's classic. You organize all these things, you do all these things, and then someone comes along unhappy with it, but won't do their own.
Right. Oh, look, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going to be in the car park if you know me,
Joe. Wait, we didn't want you here in the first place, as we made it well clear to you.
We did not want you here, and we did what you wanted, and you're leaving without participating in the
exactly.
rest.
Exactly. Thank you.
This is a community.
See you, ladies, and I'll see you for the meeting on Wednesday. Now, remember, you're bringing the biscuits.
Oh, Jesus.
I do not. I'm
sick of her.
Absolutely sick of her.
You know what? I'm so glad Tommy didn't come.
I'm so glad Tommy wasn't here. Otherwise, we wouldn't have heard the end of it. With them and their illicit geriatric affair. We never heard of it, you know.
Oh, well, am I late to the seance now?
Fuck.
Tommy, you willing to get possessed by my late wife?
Oh, sure, I'll give it a go. I have nothing better to be doing in my life.
Great.
So I've been living under this bridge for about 20 years now. And I, you know, I've seen a lot of things, I've heard a lot of things. But something happened last night. There were these two women. They were on the murder farm tour. They were just going along on a little hayride, you know. And I think they looked at the entity. I think they did. Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him once and I didn't look at him very long. Because if you do, you see his red eyes, and they burn into your soul. Burn! And then you become the entity. And it just grows and grows and grows. And I've been living under this bridge, and I've been watching it grow. And nobody believes me.
Now, what political party do you think would serve Dunbracken best at this moment in time?
I think Dunbracken needs total anarchy. No government.
Please continue.
Yeah, I think the government's always going to try to keep the entity growing. They're always going to feed it no matter what party it is. They're feeding the entity with tourism and all these people. And I think we need anarchy. And we need no government. Go back to the time of pitchforks and...
If you had to give yourself any advice to you from 10 years ago, like your younger self, what would you say?
I'd say buy a house before the market crashes so you're not stuck under a bridge.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Haunted Waterstones. This used to be a mansion, but it's now been refurbished and the ghosts are still here. Can I Are you here for books or ghosts?
I'm here to find out how J.R.R. Tolkien intended to end his book series, and unfortunately he is now dead.
We don't have ghosts on demand. We have three specific ghosts who lived here prior.
Richard?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you meant Richard Pryor.
No, we don't have him. It's just a murderer and two very horny ghosts.
Were they writers?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Apparently it's gotten more intense now that they can, without the walls and everything, they can now see each other, but they still can't touch each other.
Oh.
We're so close to him, and I can't do nothing. This is worse than what it was before. And those books.
I missed whenever it was...
I never read Steinbeck.
I missed whenever our messages were being relayed to each other.
Distance was nice.
It was.
Yeah.
It really does make the heart grow fonder.
I'm going to take the autobiography section.
I'm going to go into histories.
I'm still real horny, though.
I'm trapped in the smut section.
Lucky bastards!
I'll read some pages to you. I'm really sorry for killing you still. So I'll read some smut through the wall. I can't find that book.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram.
This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Connor Reddick, Kieran Sands, Amelia Price, Declan King, Deirdre Linsky, Beau McAfee, and Kit Reese.
The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.